another potential recall from Toyota.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Can it get any worse at Toyota? The company said this morning it might issue a recall of the world's best-selling car, the Corolla, for power steering problems. We're joined now by Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, live from New York. Jeremy, what is Toyota saying about this?
Well, this came out of this news conference overnight in Tokyo. The head of quality controls at Toyota said there have been a number of complaints in the U.S., people saying like they feel like they're losing control over steering in the Corolla, and Toyota thinks it could be due to problems with the braking system or with the tires. It says it's taking the complaints seriously, is considering a recall, but it hasn't decided yet on whether one will be necessary.
And Jeremy, at this news conference, did the company address the infamous accelerator problems?
It did, and on that front, it says it's going to install a brake override system on all Toyota vehicles going forward, which means that if you put your foot on the brake and on the gas at the same time, the brake will win that argument and the car will come to a stop. One other thing, Bill, Toyota's president, Akio Toyoda, says he's not planning to go to Washington to attend congressional hearings. There was some thought that he might to talk about the gas pedal issue. He's going to leave that to the company's U.S. executives instead.
Okay, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Here at home, Walgreens is buying the drugstore chain Duane Reade. Walgreens says the deal's worth about $1 billion. That includes taking on an undisclosed amount of Duane Reade's debt. And housing starts in the U.S. rebounded last month, more strongly than expected, to their highest level in half a year. Checking stocks now, European markets are up solidly, more than 1%. Asian stocks rose more like 2% today. And yesterday, on some relatively decent news on earnings and manufacturing, the Dow jumped 169 points to close at 10,268. A place of pilgrimage for so many Beatles fans could be in jeopardy. The Abbey Road Studios, where the group recorded most of their hits, might be sold and redeveloped. Paul McCartney is hoping the site can be saved. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The Beatles were going to name their last album Everest, but they couldn't be bothered to go on a photo shoot to the Himalayas. So they popped outside the studio, had themselves photographed in the crosswalk, put that on the album cover, and called it Abbey Road instead. 30 years later, the future of the studio's in doubt. The private equity firm that bought the record company that owns it is in trouble and reportedly ready to sell. Paul McCartney told the BBC he's hopeful the studios can be kept going.
But I do know that there are a few people who've been associated with the studio for a long time who were talking about mounting some bid to save it. So I hope they can do something. It'd be great.
Not everyone's rooting for the survival of this pop music shrine. Local drivers complain about the constant traffic jams as Beatle fans from around the world come to pose in the middle of Abbey Road. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org.
You'd think it'd be tough to be a scam artist these days with people clinging tightly to what money they have. On the other hand, maybe they're more desperate than ever for a bargain. Recently, a scammer made the grievous mistake of preying on Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Who called you?
Well, it was some guy offering a pitch for a free Bahamas cruise. It was an automated pitch from the get-go. If I participated in a phone survey and then an online survey, and it was all very fast, I would get this cruise to the Bahamas. Well, sweet. Who wouldn't want something like that?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very happy about it. I'm looking forward to the cruise, but I'll tell you more about that in a sec. But here's the way this scam unfolds. First of all, the phone survey, where they ask you really strange questions, like, for instance, are you a diabetic? What kind of TV service do you have? Do you have a septic tank or a sewer system? That's a little strange. At the end of that, a live operator comes on and says, I need your zip code now, and then I'm going to send you to a website to finish this thing.
And you followed the string. You pulled the string.
Absolutely. I kept going. And then on the website, they ask you, do you want more information about some companies like Dish Network or ADT Home Security? And I said, no, no, no. And then it says, congratulations, off you go. But it looked a little weird. And when I had talked to the live operator, he said he worked for Royal Caribbean, which is one of the big dogs on the cruise ship industry. So I called Royal Caribbean. They'd never heard of this thing. And then I called Dish Network, another company named in the pitch. They'd never heard of it, nor had ADT Home Security or any of the other ones. This was kind of a red flag for me. And the more I picked it apart, the more I discovered that this whole thing was an elaborate ruse.
Elaborate is the key. It's like they were figuring they could fog you with detail and you'd be impressed.
They really brought their A game to this. And that's why I really wanted to rise to the occasion, because not only did they have all this corporate cover as sort of an act of misdirection, but then they said that the cruise was going to be on Imperial Majesty Cruise Lines. I looked into that. They went bust last year. The ship that I was going to go on was the Regal Empress. That was sold for scrap last year. It's now rusting on an Indian beach. All bad things as far as my cruise vacation was going.
So advice to consumers?
Advice to consumers. If it's too good to be true, it undoubtedly is. Back away from it and use the internet. It's your friend.
Advice to scammers. Don't specify the boat.
Don't specify
the boat. David will catch you.
And don't call me, for goodness sakes.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus. Thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, it is common at the Winter Olympics for fans to cheer the athletes using cowbells. But the Wall Street Journal reports from the Vancouver Games there is now a cowbell iPhone app available for 99 cents. You're hearing it now. I'm shaking the iPhone. It's a little quiet for me. I mean, fellas, I gotta have more cowbell. But it is louder than clapping with your mittens on. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.